parasha begins Eile Pekudei HaMishkan Asher Po Pukad Alpi Moshe. This is the Pekudei HaMishkan Asher Pukad Alpi Moshe Avodas Laviv Yad Yisrael Ben Am Aharon HaKoye. And it goes on to enumerate all the different materials that was given over to the Mishkan. And if we look very carefully in the Psukim, after everything that the Klal Yisrael gave, and everything that they made, and everything that they accomplished, the pasuk says, "Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe," like Shem commanded to Moshe. As somebody came over to me and asked me right before the shmooze, Israel, that he was learning the parasha, Israel Inzelbach, he was learning the parasha, and he's counted 18 times. Every time, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. The embassy, I once wanted to say a Bish Mahalech, and I found in the Beis Halevi afterwards, that the Inyan is very, very Geshmaki Inyan, that since the whole Yisur of the Maisa Ego, the Beis Halevi learned his whole Lamdis, that it was the Inyan of they made Cheshbonis, and therefore, since they made Cheshbonis, because they felt the Moshe wasn't around, so you have to make Cheshbonis of what should be now, who should be in his place. So therefore, that was the cause of the Chet HaEgel. And now, the coming to build the Mishkan was a tikkun of the Chet HaEgel. So they did everything without any Cheshbonis, exactly Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. Yes, it looks like the Beis Halev. I found later from the Beis Halev, he says that. Forget, that was the Etzem Tikkun. That was the kapara. Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. We're going to say a little different mahal just now. I thought of a mahal if I may tie it in. We're going to go to the end of the parasha, then we're going to go to the Maaseh Egel, and hopefully we'll bring everything together. And we'll end at least by the morning with the Shem. Zokti. I hope you guys. Okay. Anyway, Zokti. The parasha says as it. Later on in the parasha, the pasuk tells us that they brought the Mishkan to Moshe. Rashi brings later on, they brought the Mishkan to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was all ready to put up. And for some reason, they couldn't get the Mishkan up. They couldn't erect the Mishkan. They tried. They went to the builders. They went to the architects. They went to Bezalel, Alamaisa. At the end of the day, they couldn't get it up. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash Tanchum, was mitzdar. He didn't have any part in the Mishkan. There's a lot of things to talk about here. And therefore Hashem says, I don't want it to go up except through you, and only through that I'll have a kiyum. And Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead, and he made believe, says Rashi, as he put up the Mishkan. And Moshe himself didn't know how to do it. So Hashem says, you go ahead and do the act. You go ahead and walk the walk. And participate, ki'il you're putting up, and it will go up itself, and that's the Loshon Hukam HaMishkan, even though it says Vayokim Moshe, at the end it was Hukam, it came up itself. So the obvious question is, how is that going to be a Tanchum for Moshe Rabbeinu? At the end of the day, he did not do it, it came up itself. Secondly, we have to understand, the parasha tells us over here an unbelievable thing. the Moshe Rabbeinu gave a gewaltige. They did everything that they have to do. Moshe Rabbeinu gives them a blessing. They come to Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says in Lamed Tes Mem Gimel Vayar Moshe is called a melacha v'nei osu oisah shetiva Hashem hashetiva Hashem again hashetiva Hashem v'nei osu v'yivorech oisah Moshe. Moshe says to bless them. He gives them a bracha. Omer lahem he rotzoy shetishre shchir ma'is yadeich v'inoyim Hashem alkin oleinu the whole bar v'inoyim. It's interesting to note that Moshe Rabbeinu gives this bracha now. What's the end of the bracha that he gives, dafka, upon seeing that the Maisa didn't go up yet, but seeing the Klai Yisrael did everything that they were commanded, Hashetziva Hashem, as Hashem commanded them. So I want to take us back, Rabbi, to a gewaltig shtickle that I just saw in my notes recently in the Parsha of the Eagle, and then we'll come back and tie it all together. I think I had Lamaisa Dvorim Amiti in the parish of the Eagle. We know the Mishka was the Tikkun for the Eagle, and we understand this parish of Eizah Hashem, we understand to answer some of the questions that we had over here. In the parish of the Eagle, there's a tremendous question. The parish tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu had gone up for 40 days and 40 nights, up to Shemayim, and Klal Yisrael made the Cheshbon, and here they were 40 days later looking for Moshe Rabbeinu to come down, and he was not coming down. So what they do, we're talking about the people of Mekabel Torah. Most Mefarshim don't learn that they were looking to do Avodah Zarah Mamish, even though we'll understand a little bit later. They said, "Kum, Nasalano Elokim, let's make a leader for us. We need an intermediary. We need someone to be our leader. Kizem Moshe Ish lo yodem ahoyelo. We don't know what to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. We need a new leader." And I have a question that the Chor is an unbelievable question on both sides. That I don't know why people why it's not asked. I don't understand, Rabbi Yisrael. Where is it? No, that was a different question. I don't understand. Kizem Moshe, what's the big problem? They need a leader? Excuse me. Hello? Aaron. You heard of him? You heard of a guy named Aaron? Aaron HaKoyen? Hello? You looking for a leader now? Moshe's not here. So let's figure out. Let's put our heads together. Scratch it a few times and figure out who should we point the leader. You know, in the whole Mitzrayim, Aaron and Moshe went all the time together. And forget, Aaron was talking and Moshe was not, and Aaron was leading, and Moshe, they were leading together the whole time. So now Moshe's not here. I don't know, this is a tough one. Who should be the leader? Sit around. Beats me. Can't figure this out. Who should be in charge? What is what Shver, Aaron, and Fakir, when they went to make the eagle, they went to Aaron. Aaron should do everything. So, look, if they're really looking for a leader, why don't they pick Aaron? It's a Valdik Kasha. No, what is that? Why don't we have that Kasha? I think a few years ago, I had this. It's a Peladik Kasha. You're looking for a leader now. Who should lead? Can't figure this one out. Okay. Let's make a golden calf. That's the answer. Hell of the Gazan, what's going on over here? Because again, we're learning the Pshat, they weren't trying to do Avodah Zarah. Kizel Moshe is not here. Secondly, we have to ask the emphasis on the Pasuk, Kizel Moshe Ha'ish Lo Yodam Ha'Yalah. Moshe the man. Moshe the man. I mean, no one thought he was on the other side of the Mechitza. What's the positive? Kizem Moshe Ha'ish. What's the emphasis? Kizem Moshe Ha'ish. We don't know what happened to the man Moshe. What do you mean you don't have to? You don't have the Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the emphasis on? Thirdly, what happened? The Satan comes. It's a big bilbo. Tremendous bilbo. The Satan comes. shows them Shemayim, the Levayo from Moshe Rabbeinu. And he shows a big casket and the Malachim walking afterwards. Everybody crying and everybody tearing. And there's a big casket coming by and they see Moshe Rabbeinu's face there. It's an interesting way. Okay, right, he was trying to evolve, but what's epis that this is what the Sultan was able to do, make it such a... Okay, the right Sultan has koch, but such a zach, Rabbeinu. Why dafka that was the gavon? And why dafka they made an ego, Rabbi Yisrael? So I wanted to say gaval the gavon, Rabbi Yisrael. I found my notes, I think it's so gaval. I think I said in the drush once, I found in my notes last week, and I think it's such a gaval the gavon. You know what the pshat is, Rabbi Yisrael? It's with duik psukim that way. I think it's the emes lamito shatoyra, at least the mahal from the Torah. They had a problem. The Yidin had a problem! You know what the problem was? Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim as a physical human being. In their minds, I don't understand how this is going to be possible. A human being, flesh and blood, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, steak, eats. He's going up to the Shemayim for 40 days and 40 nights. And there's no bagel nash in HaShemayim. Not even the four corners. What's Moshe Rabbeinu going to do up there for 40 days and 40 nights? How is he going to survive? No one gave him a care package with some chocolate wafers. Not even Entenmann's new Chalav Yisrael donuts he didn't take up with him. Not even Mendelssohn's frozen pizza. He's going for a while. There's no frozen pizza and take up nothing with him. How is he surviving up there? Kizeh Moshe Ho'ish. He's a human, he's flesh. He cannot get to such a madrega. He can't be somebody that lives and exists so long. He can't go to Hashem and bring us to Torah, which is all Ruchni. He's not shy for a human to reach such a madrega. Kizeh Moshe Ish. So in their mind, he was dead. But the Son showed them was an impression of their own minds. I don't think the Son has a cup stamp to make up. But if he was saying it's even better, the Son showed what they were trying, they were thinking. It's not Shaykh. 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't even have a carrot. What's up, Doc? Nothing. And he's up there in the Shemayim getting the Torah. So therefore, they made a lom de shechat now, Rabbi Yisrael. Now it comes so beautiful. Aaron HaKoyen, what's our problem with Moshe Rabbeinu? We need to get the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need something so ruchni. You can't get another human. We're not solving the problem. The whole problem with Moshe Rabbeinu is he's there, Moshe Ish. Ha'ish, lo yod alay. And he's Ha'ish. He's the greatest of Ha'ish. The problem over here is not, it's too ruchnius. How are we supposed to get that ruchnius down here? We need something spiritual. Let's make an Elokim, they said. They don't want a leader, stam a leader. They need a leader. Sheyahu lefanenu. But we need an Elokim. We need something spiritual. So what was their problem? They're going to say, it's a gvalda gecheshmen, no? It's a gvalda gecheshmen. Everything fits in now. Kizem Moshe Ha'ish. That's why they couldn't take Aaron. That's why they thought he was dead. It's not trying to survive. Where was their mistake? What was their problem? It was Niskala the next day, Rabbi said. I have a big question. If they're so spiritual, what happened the next day? It's time to party! They all became Malachim. They visited Malachim now. They were partying. Znos, I was. How's it shayach, Rabbi Yisai? All of a sudden, they're talking about spirituality. And next day, it was Adam Arishon Koyre Machet. A lot of spirituality. What's going on? Oh, we want spirituality. And they're dancing. And the clothes are coming off. And they're having spirituality over there. What's going on? The answer is, Rabbi Yisai, a teeth of the hair. They made up in their minds, not only Moshe Rabbeinu, we also, spirituality, that's get something else. We can't grow to such madrigas. We can't get higher. We can get higher, but that's with other stuff. But we can't get higher! Higher and higher. We know some of the guys who are singing what they're thinking about. Anyway! But higher! We can't get higher! We can't grow! Look what happened, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest! So in their minds, we're going to find something that's going to be spiritual, and he'll have the spirituality, but we're not going to be able to grow any further. And then we're not growing further. They attach themselves to total gashmi. They went out letzachik. It's the end of the line. They didn't believe they can grow further. That's why they went to do that stuff right away, Rabbi said. And now they have the spirituality. The getchko will be the spirituality. It'll lead us, it'll do all the spirituality. We can't go any higher. And they go do the worst of theirs. Kizem Moshe Ish. He's an ish. But that's the mistake, Rabbi said. The mistake is what we're saying in this week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to put up the Mishkan. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, Moshe Rabbeinu, you mitzvah, I'm going to let you do it. You're going to do it. You're going to put up that Mishkan. No one else could put it up. Moshe Rabbeinu says, but I can't. Okay, just stand there, make believe. And that's, you know, you'll have a nechama. So what's the nechama? He's not doing it anyway. The Teretz is supposed to say, we never do it. Especially in spirituality. We never do it. It's all Siyata Dishmaya. It's all a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if we want, there's no limit to the koichos of how far we can go. We could put up a mishka. We could bring the shechina down. The emes the shechina. And it's all considered Moshe's ma'aser. Because Moshe made the shtadlus. And Moshe did the effort. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mashvi shechina. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling you, giving the bracha. You did all you had to do. You have to realize at the end of the day it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechina is going to dwell. You're not going to finish ever the Ma'aser. You have to do your utmost. Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you Siyat Shmaya, and everything will come to fruition. Everything will come out. To the end will be successful. And you'll be able to reach what you need to do. You'll be able to accomplish what you need to accomplish. You'll be able to go to Madregas or Atzumas. And that was their mistake. The Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, who had worked on himself, he was able to go up, and even though he was a human being, he became a Chetzi Elokim. He became an Isha Elokim, as the Pasuk says. He became a total spiritual man that was able to survive 40 days. The Baruch Chaim HaKodesh asked, how was it able to survive? Lechem loy ochal, mayim loy shosa. The Baruch Chaim HaKodesh, you're right, he didn't drink the man. It says, lechem loy ochal. He didn't eat lechem. He didn't eat anything. It says, loy ochal. What is lechem loy ochal? Mayim, he didn't drink water. He just said he didn't drink. What's Mayim Lajaza? But the Rechaim, he did eat and drink. You know what he ate and drank? He ate the Rajba, the Ritva, and the Ramban. That was breakfast. For lunch, he had Reb Kiva Eger, Reb Kovachi Urim, and Reb Yitzchak Inspector. And for supper, Mr. Brura, and he just couldn't stop eating. And he survived on Torah for 40 days and 40 nights. Because we have a spiritual koyach. And if we put the effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the Siyata Dishmaya to go to heights that are unlimited. The problem is they put the cap. They capped. The door, her eagle said, we got to cap it. We got to cap it. We can't go any higher. We can't go any higher than this. And it was a misinterpretation. And a disbelief in themselves. the disbelief in the koach of the godless or other, when a person could go, that a person has a spiritual neshama, that the neshama is endless. A neshama is of the Gemara is a chelik elokami mal, the chelik of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says in Daf Yud and Brachas compares the five things that the Neshama is hidden like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is hidden. It's a chelik of the ka. That means just like Kodesh Baruch Hu is ain soif, there's no limitations. Gashmi's thing, physical has limitations. A table has a certain size. Anything in the world, anything that's physical has limitations. It's a size, a shape, a form. When they're talking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no shape, there's no form. It's endless, forever and ever. Endless, in all ways. And we have an neshama that's endless, Rabbi said, and it could go up higher and higher. But we have to know that what do we have to do? Make the effort. Put the effort. Make the effort. Do whatever you can to show that you're doing it. At the end of the day, you don't do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the siyata, the shmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the koiches. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the strength and the fortitude and the ability. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end. But we have to make the mice a ke'ilu we're doing it. And Moshe Rabbeinu could be the one, Vayokim Es HaMishkan, he's the one who put it up, because he made that effort. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. We can't do more than, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end is showing his Shechina, the mice Yadecha, when we put that effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down and shines upon us. And gives us the koiches. And gives us the Ziyat Shemaya. And give us the unbelievable success. But we have to want it, Abbas. We can't cap our godless. We can't stunt our growth. We can't feel, okay, I got to a certain level, and now it's time to go back. Yankee Doodles! Back to America! Back to Uncle Sam's country. That's it. I did my year. I did my 2 years. My learning. That's it. Now I'll be a bala boss with the suspenders. No. The person has to know he can always grow. He can go even higher and higher. I just saw Rav Asher Weiss spoke. It's an article in the Mishpacha, Rav Asher. And he spoke at the convention, the Agudas Yisrael convention, with Balabatim coming. He was telling them it's such a beautiful thing that the people Balabatim take off time to come to a Yarchi Kala here in the Ramada Renaissance, Sirius Nefesh with such a breakfast. And no, but anyway, such rooms, the Moshe Nefesh, like the Alta. No, he didn't. But anyway, he was talking about Lemaisa. The Maizu was talking about Balabatim to take off time to sit and learn. He was telling that there were Balabatim, he said. There were Balabatim in Europe. Even in the Gemara, the Gemara we talked Hanoi, my mom, they worked. But he brought different Gedolei people, Balabatim, that were working, that wrote Svarim, they were Nechshav as Gedolei Hadar. They were Balabatim, they worked. The person thinks, okay, Rebbe, I went to Yeshiva. Did my Yeshiva? I did it. Check. Yeshiva. Did Yeshiva? Check. College education. Check. Marriage. Check. You come up and you have to 120 and you have a lot of checks. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, where are you? You could have been so much greater. What do you mean? I work for an accountant. I have a busy schedule. I did, you know, Baruch Hashem, I did. Sometimes did the daf. When I had to talk to Koiches, I slept through Shas, at the Daf Yomi Shia at 6:30 in the morning. I got up every morning to sleep through the whole Shas with the Magid Shia. Baruch Hashem, they woke me up for the Siyam, or I would have slept through that also. Well, even the guy who, Baruch Hashem, he goes every night to learn, beautiful. Well, where's your Chidushim, they'll tell him. Me, your Chidushim? I'm a Bala boss from Virginia! I work for an architect. I work for a building company. I work in stone. Where are your chidushim? Yes, you could have written chidushi taira. You could have been mechadish in chumash, in gemara. But you capped yourself. You said, that's it. Got to a little. I'm not going further. I'll keep it in the thermos. Keep it warm, the Torah that I got in Israel. But I can't go further. I can't grow. In America, me to grow? All that Starbucks? How can I grow? Coffee stunts your growth? And the answer is because we don't believe in the koyach of Anshamar. We don't believe in that koyach of Anshamar. If we believe, every single one of us could become great, Rabbi Yisrael. Amazing, Rabbi Yisrael. But we set limits on our steig, on our growth, on our ruchnis, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's the problem. We set limits because we think we do it. We think, statistically, I can't be anything better than I am now. If you look into my life, you look who I am, you look at my brain power, I can't be greater. And well, the shul is not about telling guys to stay in law or not. That's a different topic altogether. Some people are also, they limit themselves. They could stay longer in learning. Another year or two, what's going to hurt? He has to go back. He has to start his education. My father once called me up, Rabbi Applebaum, I hear you give these Thursday night shmuzin, and you brainwash these boys to stay longer. My son has to get an education. Like over here, he's smearing peanut butter. We're also getting educated over here, Rabbi Yisrael. Some bachim get educated. Oh boy, they get educated. But anyway, he's getting education. He has his education. So I asked him by one time, what does he want to be when he grows up? Well, my son? My son? He has to be a doctor. Nothing less. We send him to pre-med, 6 years medical school, we'll do his residency, and then Dr. Philip Steinberg, pediatrician. He'll wipe kids' runny noses. Not to make fun of a doctor, it's a beautiful thing. So I asked this, sir, I have a question for you. How many years does it take to be a doctor? Well, according to the basic things, not less than 8 to 10 years at least. Can I ask you a question? Jewish education, you want to, of course. I want my son to know. Of course, I'm a Jew, a religious Jew. I go to the Aguda convention every year. I moisten nefesh to go to the Rye Hilton Hotel with my wife every year and pay the $360 to sleep in a king-sized bed and go to the pool. It's not so easy. And I go, remember, from Jew, I go every year away for Passover vacation. I spend in the DoubleTree Hotel. I get to have my own Seder. Get to hear Rabbi Fran speak. And I gained 350 pounds of Kedusha, matzah. Anyway, so I'm a frum Jew. Of course I want my son to have an education. I also want him to be able to go away for Pesach. He has to make six figures, so he can also go away for Pesach with the whole family. Nothing better than golfing on Pesach. That's what Pi, what they did when they left Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu! 18-hole golf course. That's what they advertised for Pesach. You should make sure you keep yourself busy on Pesach and getting the freedom of swinging, hitting a birdie. But anyway, a commercial for going away for Pesach. But anyway, but he wants his son also to be, but of course he has to have a Jewish education, he has to know Torah, he has to be able to give a devour Torah, he has to be able to learn properly. Of course, that's why I sent him away for yeshiva. So I asked him, sir, do you know that learning Gemara and the Rishonim and the Achronim is very, very deep. Very deep.
and to come to Atala Allah Maisa and to understand the intricacies of Aksois HaChoyshin and Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's very deep. Of course, I also went to yeshiva. What do you think I grew up? As a Baal Teshuva? Shalom Aleichem. I'm a firm Jew, from birth, FFB. My mother made matzah balls! So I asked him, I don't understand. A Jewish education, to be able to learn properly, to be able to understand the Gemara, to be able to understand the intricacies, and to get a geshmak in learning, shouldn't that take at least 5, 6, or 7 years of real learning? Rabbi Applebaum, I never thought of it that way. But there's always the art scroll with its notes. Ritva says you can't kill on Shabbos. Note 17. Oh, wow. What did the Ritva mean? Kill, K-I-L-L. Let's clear the English language. But the Pnei Yehoshua says in note 23, not like the Ritva. This guy can give a whole shit a klali. He doesn't even know how to read English, Hebrew. There's always the art scroll. And my grandson will be very, very proud. Daddy, why are you always looking on the other side? Oh, nothing, son. I just like, I like the pictures. Daddy, why do you have a hard time reading this word, Omar? I don't know. I don't know what this English word means. It's a very high vocabulary. Did you learn anything? Sorry, son. I had to get my education in medical school. I'm still trying to figure out what the word Omar means. People don't realize. It's because people, guys ask me, Rebbe, to know Torah, Rabbi Sai, or to be a Talmud Chacham, which everybody has and should be, Rabbi Sai, to what you do for a living. To be a Talmud Chacham, you got to put time and effort into it. But to be that, you need years of learning. That's it, I made up, did enough, I can read Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I'm ready for life! That he's ready for life, you know how to learn properly. You can understand all machloikas between Rishonim, how to understand it. I mean, Masberit? Not really. Can you understand how to learn up a Rishon? No. The Gemara? Shvach? Chumash? Okay. Sinner? Not bad. But he's ready for life, for Judaism. Doesn't know what he's davening about. They don't know what's going on in the Chumash. The three sons that was at the Yeshiva Bacha. Who are the three sons of Noach? Shem, Chav, Ve'esh. I was about to take him to say, you should dip in. When he's taking, saying the name, you dip into a coin of Yayin. Shem, V'chom, Ve'esh. We were ready to do the 10 markets together. But he didn't know that either. And he's going back. Can't wait till his daughter Sarah asks him, who are the three sons? His motor's gonna be in front of one, a big one! Who's H? But he's ready. I've graduated, Rebbe. I'm ready to take on the world! I have a good Jewish education! Do I have any inkling what davening's about? Do I have any feeling for davening? I'm ready to go back, no problem. Now with the shtibble! There's the shtibble! The 6-minute shtibble! That's on Mondays and Thursdays! It's a 4-minute job during the week! Shabbos? 12 minutes. Kriyas HaTorah. I'm not too into the HaTorah. And he's going now to lead a life to raise a Jewish family, give them a feeling of Yiddishkeit,
What's going to be at the table? What's a Shabbos table going to look like? What's it going to look like? Let's make Kiddush, Daddy. Okay. You don't know Kiddush Baal Peh, Daddy? Not really. Vayehi Erev. What's that next word? Don't worry, Baruch Hashem, his wife went to the Beis Yaakov. Vayehi Voiker! Missed it. Okay, now we'll sit down to just have an intelligent conversation. Did you see Arnold Fine's joke this week in the Jewish press? Even it's funny about the rabbi, the priest, and the iman, which is a clerk, one of the, you know, he's like a priest by the Muslims. He's like, do you hear the one that came into a bar, the bartender saw them coming in and said, what is this, some kind of joke? What a Shabbos table! That's all he knows. He reads Arnold Fine's jokes every week. Daddy, can we discuss the parsha? Sorry, I have a little problem. I don't know which parsha it is, but Arnold Fine has a joke about the parsha Bereishis. They told me in shul this week. I was talking between the Gavra and the Gavra. We were talking. We had a joke about. Daddy, you don't even know what the parsha is. I want to have some tests. I want to know who the three sons of Noyag are. Go to mommy. She learned. What do you do all the time? Well, I had to get back for college education. Daddy, what do you always tell me to stop talking in shul? You talk to your friend the whole davening. Here we're discussing how to discipline you. He has no feeling for davening. He didn't work on himself. It takes time, everybody said. He's running back. College programs, they're all coming back. Here, come here. Come on back. We give you everything. We have the morning Seder, the afternoon Seder. This is not after this. We have everything. Now we have nothing. You need complete learning. You need to be in a place where you're fully involved. You need to be in a place that you know that you use your time out properly and growing. Wasting time. I'm not saying you're not wasting it or a place that you trust, but the person has to realize when he goes back to America after this month, after the time goes back, you can keep what you got, but you want to grow? It's very, very hard. You're doing college work, you study for your exams, midterms, final, this thing, that thing, this. There he has to know everything perfectly. He has to study for the exam. Maybe I took Ritalin. 3 nights I was up to study for the thing. And what about his more Baba Kama? Do you know anything about it? Any test, anything to know? Nothing. I'm not sure. We were holding. I'm not sure. 1 second. What daf are we on again? I'm not sure. They learn it? Oh, yeah. Scribbling on the side. I must have learned this. And he looks on the side. His brother's name is in the Gemara. Oh, could be I didn't learn it. Didn't even know what daf he's on, or what he did, he didn't do, he learned it, he didn't learn it. For 3 days I stayed up, I know every equation, mathematical equation. I know everything about accountancy. I know everything about law, business law. I know what happens in this and that case, and this case, the case of Harper versus Hutchinson, 1976, in the court, blah, 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 blah. He knows everything. And what's the four of his Nezikin? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, oh no, it's mixing things up. So what's he running back to? He needs his education. What's going to be with his Jewishness? When is he going to grow? When is he going to accomplish? When is he going to go forward? But he capped it! Put a big cap on it! And he said, goodbye, Abaya, and goodbye, Rove. It's time to move on to the real thing, Coke! It's time to get enlightened. It's time to get some education about what? Something that's limited? What about your future? What about your life? What about your accomplishments? When you come into the next world, they're going to ask you, what do you know? What do you know? In Torah, nothing else is going to matter when you get up there. What do you know in Torah? Can you say over a Mishnah? No. How would a pasuk in Chumash? Something with Bereishis, Shmoyis, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Varam. Shkoyach. Very good. Excellent. You're on the earth for 74 years, and you know, Baruch Hashem, all the Chamish names of the Chamish Shechem Shechtoga. Very good! You're going to get a present for that! We're not going to ask you all the parashas. I remember that song from Mora Gindi. Sometime I might say I missed the next day. I only get to Parashat Vayechi. After that, the song ends. What's going to be your spiritual future? You got to keep growing, you got to realize that you can go so high. He said, Moshe Ish. They said, capped it. And they made that cap on the whole lives. We're not going to go further. We can't go any further. We're physical. That's it. Spirituality is not by... We can't go Aaron anymore. Aaron's also physical. Get some Elohim, get some God. He'll do the spiritual. And we'll go for some drinks. We'll go to celebrate the bar mitzvah. At the bars. We'll go have a good time. And the spiritual, Meizh Hashem, we'll send in our dues to the shul, dues. We'll join it. We'll be an honorable member of the congregation, Ohev Shalom. And we'll even sell our chametz with the rabbi. He'll teach me what to do. Lift the handkerchief, pull it this way, pull it that way. Yay! I sold my chametz. Before he goes, he'll borrow his little three-year-old Miri's book and look inside How to Sell Your Chametz by Suri Halpern. Illustrated. Lift the hanker, pull it, say, give money to the rabbi. Take out a thing from your thing. Here, rabbi, thank you. I'm going to for Passover, the double tree. And that's what his life is, Abisa. No growth, no steiging. And he ends up at the end of his life realizing, what did I have from it, Abisa? What do I have from the whole business, from all the Passovers? What did I walk away every Passover with? One thing, Abisa, the big I. Indigestion! Every year, my big shout out to the rabbi is, what are those pills called? What are those pills called that you take for heartburn? Is Tom's kosher for Passover? It's my big shayla. I don't have a shayla in the lumdis of B'dikas Chometz. What about Tom's, Rabbi? Because I have a big tummy. And on Passover, it becomes even a bigger tummy! That's what Passover is all about! Eating and more eating. And no spirituality. We have to realize that the chiluk and the shomer that we have inside of us, how far we can go, how great you could become, how a Pesach Seder could be so inspirational, and after a Pesach Seder, you walked away, you might have just had matzah and some charoses, and you didn't even take the maror, and you didn't even, what did you eat already? This stuff is not so enjoyable. You didn't have a fancy steak and spare ribs and thing in the double tree. You had a little bit of matzah and moro and this, but you walked away so inspired. In a different world. The night of Pesach is a night when we have to talk about how a person can go into a different universe. Because he has an neshama, and the neshama, on that night, God, the Baruch Hashem, comes down to every Seder. And he wants to attach it. There's a love story going on between us and Hashem on Pesach night. And we can go on into a spiritual craziness. That's if we're looking to grow. As if we're not looking to cap it. Rabbi Yisai. Moshe Rabbeinu gives the bracha Yiratzon Shetishrei V'Maisi Yadecha. We have to make that effort. We have to believe in ourselves that we can grow. We have to believe in ourselves that if we put in the effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the Siyata Dishmaya to become great, as Moshe Rabbeinu said. And we have to always ingrain in ourselves the Ratzon, the desire that we got to keep on growing. And the more we make that effort, Hashem will help us to grow. And never to think that I've reached my limits in Ruchnius. Ruchnius has no limits. Ruchnius has no limits. Each and every one of us can be a rising star in the area of Ruchnius. To grow and to keep growing, to be a Talmud Chacham. To be somebody that knows Torah, understands Torah, loves Ruchnius, is inspired. I just saw a mice and I'm ending. Rabbi Asher Zelig Rubenstein Tzatzal was just nifter Rashid. I just saw an article in the Mishpacha about him. So they were writing how much, and I remember Musa, he had a shtickl kesher with him, Baruch Chaim, and a shtickl kesher with him. I remember he used to make a bracha, which is simcha. And when he damaged when he asked for Yisur, simcha. So he said, they say a story over there, that Rabbi Asher Zelig was davening in a certain shul in America. And he was davening with his man, he used to daven with a big smile, and he used to move and this. And the picture, one of the Talmidim was saying with the picture, whether he was, I guess, taking his Rebbe there, the picture was that the Balabata was sitting, looking around, and it was after Meir, and he was going on longer, he was Meir, and all the Balabata didn't want to leave the shul, they just saw him going, and they were just staring, they were stood in that place, mamish dazed, for like 10, 15, until he finished, when he finally walked back and said, Rabbi, wow, you look like you really enjoy to pray. He said, yeah, of course I do. That's what it's all about. We should enjoy the prayer, because that we do it 3 times a day. We do it most of our lives. You should enjoy it. Shouldn't you enjoy it? Shouldn't a person enjoy davening? Sometimes we have to ask ourselves. God wants us to daven 3 times a day. And shouldn't we enjoy it? What's the pshat, Rabbi? So we don't enjoy it. We have to think about that. But realize we can grow spiritually. Love davening. Love learning. And be'ez Hashem Yisborach. Hashem, if we want to go in the right way, b'derech shalom roitze leilav alichon oisai. Yiratzon shetishra tishra b'yadeichem b'mais yadeichem the shechira should be tishra upon us b'zoicha b'ez Hashem to build the emes of Mishkan and the shechira will come down b'zoicha to that day b'heir of Yomenu Amen.